What's up, you beauties? Welcome to HW, in case you missed it, where I'll catch you up on all the daily news in the NHL playoffs and any news pertaining to your Philadelphia Flyers, just in case you missed it. If you're not listening live, please make sure to subscribe, follow, and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Spreaker. Quick shout out to the affiliate sites, FullPressCoverage.com and BellyUpSports.com. Belly Up Sports updated their site. Go check it out during our episode. They have everything you need when it comes to sports. They do what the others don't. And while you're listening to our episode, check out our site, hwhockey.net. But first, in case you missed it, here are today's topics. The New York Islanders won Game 1 against the Tampa Bay Lightning in the, I don't even know what it is anymore. Is it the Eastern Conference semifinals? I don't know what it is. So the semifinals. Carey Price and Marc-Andre Fleury will be facing off in the other series. So that's pretty exciting if you're a fan of goalies. What the hell is wrong with Adrian Dater? Did you guys see that? We're going to have that video for you later on in the show. Just, dude, I don't know what was going through his mind, but I'm excited to talk about that one with you guys. But yeah, first, New York Islanders won last night 2-1 against Tampa Bay. Missed the game, but I'm excited for this series, and I'm going to tell you why. Two different styles of hockey. Tampa Bay, obviously, when you think about Tampa Bay, you think about skill. You think about speed. You think about Braden Point, Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov. You think about $20 million over the cap, whatever the hell it is. You think about Vasilevsky, who's been playing amazing all playoffs long. You think about Norris Trophy, Kennedy, former winner, Victor Hedman. You're thinking about all these guys, all these stars, right? They got all the talent in the world. And then when you think of the Islanders, you think of grit. You think of the coach, Barry Trotz. Maybe you think of Matt Barzal. You think of four lines rolling. You think of tough defense. You think of, you know, two-headed monster in goal, Semyon Varlamov, Ilya Sorokin. They're a complete team, and that's how they're going to beat you. They're going to beat you as a team. We saw it last night. They had contributions from defense. Ryan Pulock with that bomb shot. I believe it was Barzal who had the first one. So the top guys stepped up when they had to in game one of this series. And they're going to need that all series long. Tampa Bay, although they're known for skill, they're a deep team as well. Talent from top to bottom. They have grit as well. Like I mentioned, they have the goaltending. They have the defense. Ryan McDonough is still back there helping out Hedman. It's going to be a hell of a series. And I'm excited to see how it unfolds. Good for the Islanders. Stealing game one down in Tampa Bay. Didn't expect it. If you guys have a prediction for this series, feel free to comment in the comment section here. We have a comment section. Say hi in the comment section. Just to the right there. So make sure you guys let me know you're watching. Give me your first round predictions for Tampa Bay and the Islanders. So let me know what you guys want to see. It should be a hard-hitting, heavy series. This is another one. I feel the longer it goes. What's up, Jack? We saw in the Colorado and Vegas series, the longer that series went, the more I felt that Colorado was in trouble. And we saw it. The first game, they came out, punched Vegas in the nose. They snuck out a game two win. But you could sort of see the tide turning a little bit, right? You could see Vegas kind of, you know, pulling the tug of war back the other way slowly, and Colorado couldn't really do anything about it. Even when they were up 2-0, I think it was game five, Vegas still felt like they were going to win. They came back, scored two goals, and then they ended up winning in overtime. And game six was almost, you know, no contest. They controlled the game. I'm not sure if we're going to see the same thing here as far as New York controlling the series the longer it goes on. But I do think it benefits them the way that they play. So we have a couple predictions here. Jack's going with the team over $18 million over the cap. Yeah, like how can you not, right? Ty, our good buddy here, I could see it going seven. I hope it does. This is a series I want to see go seven. Two different styles of hockey. And I think if you're a hockey fan, you have to appreciate that. You know, for myself, I like to see the different styles of the game played. And New York, you know, they've stayed true to their system. They've stayed true to their beliefs. Sweet Lou and Barry Trotz are on the same page. in terms of what kind of players they want to bring in, the kind of system they want to run. And when you get two guys of that caliber in your front office and behind the bench, it's going to be, they're going to build a dangerous team. And that's what they did in New York. They built a dangerous team. Nobody wants to play the Islanders. The Flyers certainly didn't. I mean, they had success against them this year. I mean, if you want to say success, I think every game went to overtime and they finished around 500. But, you know, last year we didn't want to see the Flyers play the Islanders. If there was one team that we didn't want to face, it was New York. And, you know, I think did it go seven games against the Islanders last year? I mean, I think the Flyers won all three. They did. It did go seven games. All seven of their games, all three of their wins went to overtime. But they shouldn't have. You know, nobody wanted to play New York. So I'm interested to see how that series goes. And let's move on to our next series. Let me just get a sip of coffee here. All right. So second series. This is a weird one, isn't it, guys? When you think about it, Vegas Golden Knights against the Montreal Canadiens. If you had that as your semifinal, your conference semifinal, whatever the hell it is, you're a liar. Or if you really did, give me your lottery numbers. Because I don't think anybody in the world had Montreal Canadiens versus the Vegas Golden Knights meeting up in the semifinals here. I'm glad they did. This is going to be a fun series. If I'm not saying that you have to believe in Montreal to believe that they could win, but they're going to give Vegas a hell of a fight. They're not going to go down easy. It's not going to be a 4-0, 4-1 series. Even if it goes six, that seems a little bit short for me. Just because Montreal is going to battle. They know what they have to do. I'm not going to compare them to the Islanders yet because I think the Islanders are very well coached, great GM. I think they're very structured, and they've had at least 2 years with almost the same players in the same system. They're where I thought the Flyers would have been this year as far as system and skill. The Islanders know what they have to do. They've been here before, second straight year in the semifinals. The Canadiens are brand new to this. They lost in the first round to the Flyers last year. This is their second season in a row. They probably shouldn't even be in the playoffs, you know? And they're beating teams that they shouldn't be beating. I don't think anybody expected them to beat the Leafs. I don't think anyone expected them to sweep the Jets. Okay, even I had them advancing over the Jets, but did I see them sweeping? No, I didn't see that. They're a bitch to play against, Montreal. And that's how you have to be in the playoffs. You have to be tough to play against. So do they have the skill to beat Vegas? I don't know. Colorado has a shit ton of skill, and they couldn't beat Vegas. So how do you beat Los? How do you beat Vegas? I don't know. Let's see. They have the goalie, Carey Price. Las Vegas has a goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, playing out of his mind. We'll get to him in a little bit. What I love about Montreal is the defense. I talked about it on an episode last week. They have monsters back there, absolute monsters. Can they withstand the punishment for a good week and a half, 2 weeks? Can they withstand Shea Weber, Ben Chiarot, Joel Edmondson? These aren't fun guys to play against. Can they withstand the punishment? Do they have the depth? Can the third and fourth line guys show up again on the score sheet? The reason why they beat Colorado was because of their fourth line, third and fourth lines, contributing on offense. Anytime that happens, whether it's regular season, especially in the playoffs, as long as your top lines are scoring, if your bottom lines are putting the puck in the net, you're probably going to win a lot of games. Okay, if you're able to roll four lines in the playoffs and they can contribute, you're probably going to win. And you know, a little side note here, the loss of Kadri for Colorado was such a big loss, not for the first series, but for they needed him against Vegas. They needed depth scoring against Vegas. The top guys are not going to carry through the playoffs. I hope people are seeing that now, right? I'm not going to label anybody, but a lot of the analytic guys love the skill guys. You know, the casual fans love the skill guys. Yeah, the skill guys are fun. But when it comes to playoffs, you need more than one or two lines, right? You need You need to be able to roll four lines in the playoffs. And you need these guys contributing, because if you have one line, if you're the opposite team and you got four, all you got to do is shut down that one line. And no one else is going to do anything for you, for the other team. Right? And you're seeing it. Vegas is a perfect example. Montreal is another example. New York, another example. Tampa Bay is an example, but they're kind of BS, right? Jack mentioned they're $18 million over the cap. But all four teams are deep. All four teams roll four lines. All four teams have three defensive units. And in some cases, multiple starting goalies. You're looking at Long Island in New York, Sorokin, Varlamov. You look in Vegas, Robin Lehner, Marc-Andre Fleury. If you want to even look in Montreal, Carey Price and Jake Allen. These teams have depth up and down the roster. They have two goalies that can start with confidence. Okay? And as I'm talking about this depth, I'm thinking about the Flyers, and I'm like, they have some holes they got to fill if they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs, right? We'll talk about what the Flyers need maybe on a show tonight or tomorrow. We're going to record an HW with Jack. Just real quick, if you guys haven't caught the HW, the Full Circle Takeover, Jack and Steve did an episode before the weekend. We have a full episode of Full Circles out. So just quick plug there. You guys can listen. I don't know why you're listening to this or during lunch. It's a good episode, about a 55-hour long. Make sure you guys go check it out. I wanted to talk about Carey Price, Marc-Andre Fleury. Guys, who do you got? I'm interested to see. Is it going to be a goalie that's going to steal the series? You know what I find interesting is when we talk up goalies or we talk up defense in a series, in a game, what ends up happening? It ends up being the opposite, right? It ends up being 4-3, 5-4, 55 hours. Is that what I said? 55 minutes long. Yeah, marathon. Could you imagine? Maybe one day we can do that, Jack. A 24-hour episode or something. 55 hours. Shit. I'm interested to see Carey Price versus Marc-Andre Fleury. I don't know. I'm a little bit jaded when it comes to Marc-Andre Fleury. I know he's been playing great. I know he's been playing out of his mind. But I'm always reminded of that series the Flyers played against him back in the day, you know, where he was letting in all kinds of softies. Not saying he's a mental midget, but there's something. If Montreal can get to him early in some way, maybe they go back and take a page out of the Flyers playbook, he can be beat. He'll let in some weird ones. And if you keep that coming, if you don't give him a chance to regenerate, recoup, you can beat Marc-Andre Fleury. I believe that. I know he's up for a Vezina this year. But when you have Carey Price on the other end, Montreal's got to make this a dirty series. I'm not saying dirty like that Kyle Palmieri hit we talked about last week. But Vegas has to get gritty. They have to get nasty. They have to get dirty. They have to make it close. Everything's got to be close. There can be they have to fight for every inch. You know, nothing can be just given to Vegas. We're coming up on 14 minutes, and my favorite topic of this episode was this. Adrian Dater. I'm going to let you guys watch this clip, and maybe you could tell me what the hell is going through this guy's mind. Ready? Here we go.
Nate, you know, I know you're a gamer and all this, and, you know, I'm just thinking maybe out loud as far as in your shoes right now. It's like, all right, we've done all the thinking we can do. We've done all the game planning we can do. Maybe, you know, just fuck it. We'll just go in next year and just not think anymore and just win this thing when we don't think so much. Am I on the right path at all with this? Like, maybe you just guys think a little too much?
No.
Last one here for Nathan.
What is that? What is he smoking? You guys want to watch that again? Let's watch it one more time.
Nate, you know, I know you're a gamer and all this, and you know, I'm just thinking maybe out loud as far as in your shoes right now. It's like, all right, we've done all the thinking we can do. We've done all the game planning we can do. Maybe, you know, just fuck it. We'll just go in next year and just not think anymore and just win this thing when we don't think so much. Am I on the right path at all with this? Like, maybe you just guys think a little too much?
No. Last one here for Nathan.
Dude, what is happening? What is going on right there? So here's two things. So the first time I heard it, I'm like, this guy is on drugs or something, man. Like, or like he just doesn't care. Like, if that's the end, he just doesn't care. Like, he knows he's out of a job or he's not going to be doing what he's doing anymore. And that's just it for him, right? On the other hand, I'm like, okay, maybe he's just not a great public speaker. Maybe in the moment he kind of choked up and not like, what is that, dude? Like, I just don't understand, you know, like this guy just lost in game six. There's another clip of McKinnon saying he hasn't won anything in 9 years, so blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to kind of read the room a little bit there, Adrian. Understand the moment. If you're not sure how you want to ask a question, just don't ask it. Or keep it simple, you know? I just want to keep listening to that. I still can't believe that he did that when I think about it. Yeah. And McKinnon, I think, handled it pretty well. Just, yeah. Next question. All right. So I wanted to talk about that, but I can't stop laughing. I'm actually crying a little bit. Well, if anything, Adrian, thanks for the comedic relief for our show. And if you guys are just checking in live, we're talking about Adrian Dater. So when the episode comes out, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, make sure you go back and listen to the episode so you can catch up right there. Jack, you just listened to Career Suicide. Yeah, I think I saw something that he may have gotten fired. I have to go back and double check that. But if anyone wants to Google Adrian Dater fired, yeah, go back and let me know. Couldn't believe that he did that. I do have one more clip that I forgot. It's Monday, guys, so give me a break here. I do have one more clip from the Islander and Tampa Bay game, and that is of Ryan Pulock. So we always hear about this bomb, and Flyer fans know about Ryan Pulock's shot because I feel like every time he unleashes one of these monsters, it's a goal. So this happened yesterday. It turned out to be the game-winning goal against Tampa Bay. What do you think? Does he have a shot at this, or can you give him a break? Should he have saved it or what? Ready? Here we go.
Coming back and denying a quality look.
That was our first stoppage of the period. Lightning and Islanders play the first 5 minutes, 21 seconds of the third without a whistle. A drive by Pulock. He scores! 2-0 Islanders.
Well, I had said earlier in the day that very rarely does Andre Vasilevsky give you a gift. And I know Ryan Pulock can really bring the heat, but there's no traffic.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with this.
He pulls it. The C's part. This is basically
laser beam.
Goalie versus shooter. And this is one that Vasilevsky has to come up with. Even though Pulock can really bring the heat, this is one that he should be able to stop. He doesn't. And the New York Islanders have themselves a 2-0 lead. Well, the
what do you guys think? I'm not stopping that. I mean, what are you going to do with that? So I will say the fact that there was nobody in front of him, nobody in the crease, nobody, creating any screens certainly makes it easier for Vasilevsky to stop a bomb like that. But I also can't really fault him. Like, how does a guy get that wide open, that much time, that much space to unleash a monster shot like that? He got a piece of it. I think as viewers, it's a little easy to say, yeah, he had a clear path to the shot, should have saved it. When you got a friggin' hockey puck coming at you, I don't know how hard Ryan Pulock can shoot. I'm going to say 95 miles an hour plus. And when you jacked up like that in the moment, I don't know, maybe even 100 miles plus. I don't know, maybe the shot dipped. Vasilevsky's a great goaltender. Only gave up 2 goals last night. I'm not going to kill him for a goal like that. He's allowed to give up a goal like that once in a while. If you want to fault anything last night, it was the vaunted Tampa Bay offense, $18 million over the cap, only scoring 1 goal against the New York Islanders. How about we talk about that? You know, so I'm not going to crush Vasilevsky for that. We know Pulock's got a bomb. We've seen it many, many times. And yeah, in case you missed it, the Islanders took game one, 1-0. In case you missed it, we have Carey Price versus Marc-Andre Fleury. Extremely excited for that. Can't wait to watch that game series, Montreal and Vegas. And in case you missed it, should I do it one more time? Dan McGillis 2.0. Wow. We'll talk about that one, Jack. And all right, in case I'm going to do it one more time. Ready?
Nate, you know, I know you're a gamer and all this, and, you know, I'm just thinking maybe out loud as far as in your shoes right now. It's like, all right, we've done all the thinking we can do. We've done all the game planning we can do. Maybe, you know, just fuck it. We'll just go in next year and just not think anymore and just win this thing when we don't think so much. Is that, am I on the right path at all with this? Like, maybe you just guys think a little too much.
And we're going to end the show at that. That's going to do it for Monday's edition of HW, in case you missed it. Thank you, as always, guys, for hanging out. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with another episode of HW, in case you missed it. Jack and I will be back with a high and wide episode sometime early this week, if not tonight, if not tomorrow. Either way, you'll be hearing from me, guys. Thanks again, and until next time.